The tragic death of three children in Timaru is making headlines around the world. Lauren Dickinson is charged with the murder of her daughters, two-year-old twins Maya and Carla, and their six-year-old sister Leanne. The family, along with the girl's father Graham Dickinson, had recently arrived from South Africa. Now, earlier I spoke to our correspondent Mark Routon, who is in Cape Town. He said there was a wide sense of shock over the deaths.
The response here is pretty universal and similar to what has been reported overseas. There is a lot of shock and surprise. People just not expecting this. The message from family, friends, those who have worked with the Dickinsons is universal, that they were known as a loving, caring family. And so people are reeling, and I suppose we'll have to wait until answers come out through court processes as to what has actually happened and what the reasoning is behind that. But a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. The grandparents of the children who have passed away have asked for prayers, for support, and for privacy, and that people respect that. Obviously still trying to deal with the news that has come from overseas. I mean, this is a family who left our shores just a few weeks ago, really. And people are dealing with a shock that was totally unexpected. And the news is being treated carefully this side as well. You know, speculation is dangerous and in many ways pointless. But there is a universal sense of loss and shock, really, that this has happened and that the news has reached our shores, you know, so soon after a family had left for a new life in New Zealand.
Do you know if there is any moves to try and get some of the wider family to New Zealand, obviously in the difficult circumstances with COVID-19, to offer support?
We've not had any information regarding plans to travel over and assist. As you correctly say, there is a logistical challenge at this stage with COVID-19, but we're not aware at this stage of specific plans for family to or friends to travel over to assist in New Zealand. We've also had no comment from our the International Relations Office, Durco, here in South Africa. They're aware of the incident but not commenting at this stage.
And that is South African correspondent Mark Routon, who is in Cape Town there.